The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, August 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-300-5720. If you decide to text me through the text line, which is powered by BTC, the number is 422-GR96. That is 422-4796. And of course, the standard text rates apply. Sorry for being late. That's why they play all that commercial in the beginning, because I was running late. Why I was running late? I finally got my affidavit. The affidavit that I have to present to the passport office to try to get my passport, right? We shall see if they can give it to me or not. Still having issues. I had to find two people who knew my father. And the two people who knew my father, who's older than my father. My father would have been 90. So it took a task to find someone who's older than my father, who knew my father. Who's still alive, right? To give some kind of a testimony that, yes, he existed. Yes, that is he daddy. Yes, he born in Auckland. Yes, I went to go to school. I went to school with him. It took a task. It wasn't many that many people who knew Nuri. And then I had to find someone who's not related to him. I said, God dang, these people are making these things impossible for me. Many of you might not know. My father died when I was 11, man. Dead. Right? So trying to find someone who knew him 50 years ago was a task. And now I'm in the process of presenting that affidavit. And hopefully they accept it, because these people, ain't they put the same age, ain't older than him. I was trying to find someone 120 years older than him. I tried my best to find someone 10, 15 years older than him, right? And few people living nowadays, man. Nobody in Auckland's 120, 115, like what the passport office is asking. None. So I tried to say, what about 98? Can I find someone 98 with a census to say, yes, they knew him? It was a task. It was a task, I tell you. They're making it impossible for people, behemoths, to get these things. But it is what it is. Today, I'm going to have an open line, but I want to concentrate on two particular things. Now, mind you, because I was running late, I did not search. Let's see if I can find it quickly on my phone. But what I can do is start a conversation on what I do have. Recently, the responsible for housing, let me see if I can find that. They are trying to create a law for property owners in terms of, so let me read the headline. It said, Davis administration to target rent control. So this is a rent control conversation. Then I want to talk about the elderly, proposed law for the elderly also, because I'm a little confused here and there. So it's Davis administration to target rent control when parliament reopens. The Davis administration expects to move quickly on rent control legislation when parliament reopens next month, with housing and land reform minister Keith Bell saying the reforms are intended to rein in rental prices and strengthen protections for tenants. And I had some concerns for that. And I said, you know what, I need to bring this conversation to the people, because I've seen the back and forth on social media, and clearly behemoths don't understand what's happening, or they're misinterpreting the law. And I'm saying perhaps we need to have a conversation before it comes to parliament, so we can ask constructive questions regarding it. So rent control. This law, to me, and you could call in now, you could call in now and correct me or say yes, you agree with me, is basically to legislate slumlords. Let me repeat that. That's for people who live in the inner city and thing, and who people who have them shanty towns and thing, and then renting to poor people, and they're charging too much. That's where the rent control come on. This law is not for people who live Chemical Road. Carmichael Road and out east and out west. See, this is the time when you say that's controversy. I'm talking foolish. This is the time you call. And this, I'm going to explain to you why I say it. If I build my house out west in one of those nice end communities, right? And I want to charge $3,000 a month because of the area, because of how I built my house. No rent control can control my price. If I want to charge $5,000 for it, that's the price. You can't tell me, no law can tell me I can't charge $5,000 for my gated community and my nice end amenities on my house, my apartment. Now let's go to Carmichael Road. I'm sure you've seen that on Carmichael Road, in that Carmichael Road area, there are some nice apartments that can compete with East and West. These people who live there have invested real monies in order to build nice apartments, and they're charging $2,500, $3,000 a month easily for their nice apartments on Carmichael Road. See, this rent control legislation isn't for them. It isn't for them. But now if you go to East Street, off of East Street, Crooked Island Street, Broome Street, Eggleston, there are some people who have some clapboard houses that does not have any running water. It does not have any access to electricity. They don't have indoor plumbing. This legislation, that's this for them. This is who the legislation for. Because I've come across, right on East Street, where I grew up, there are some people who charging $200 a week because they charge weekly. They just get more money when they charge weekly. They ain't want to charge you monthly. The moment you see people charging you weekly and daily for rent, you know there's a problem, something going wrong there. They're charging $200 weekly, $150 weekly to get a one-room place. And this one room does not have any equipment for toilets at all. No running water. No inside toilet type thing, concept. Some of them do not have any access to have their personal electricity. They have that general electricity and they charge an arm and leg to do that. And telling you point blank, you can't put no air conditioning in this spot. Right? This legislation is for them. I've seen Bahamians who live in shanty towns. They don't call it shanty towns. They call them poor areas. Shanty towns, they leave that term for immigrants. And then we have Bahamians who target immigrants too. This law for them. And say, you're going to rent this shanty town to the immigrants or whatever it is. But I'm talking about the slums, the slumlord, who live in the yard, them compound yard, right? Where they still have outside pits. I'm sure you know what an outside pit. That's the shack thing where they... We're talking in 1920s, 1960s, early 1970s, where you just sit down and everything type thing. We're talking, these rent-controlled people are talking to those people. And I said, we need to have that conversation. I'm going to read the article until I get my other one, what I want to talk about with the elderly, right? Say the Davis administration expects to move quickly on rent control legislation when Parliament reopens next month, with Housing and Land Reform Minister Keith Bell saying the reforms are intended to rein in rental prices and strengthen protections for tenants. Mr. Bell said the legislation would have to balance those protections against the financial obligation of the landlord, including mortgage payments. Like I said, if I pay in my mortgage $2,500 a month for my mortgage, you bet you're right. More likely, my rent could be near there. The proposed reforms comes as Bell raised concerns about the conditions in which some tenants are living, alleging that some landlords have disconnected electricity and water, and that some rental properties are unfit for occupation. You have a lot of places which are untenable, Mr. Bell said. They are on generators. The land, they must be under Portiskey Dock, because all the Portiskey Dock have generators. They have no electricity. I wonder if they can fix that. See, they have me coming off course. Anyway, the landlord turn off the light. They turn off the water. They do all kinds of things. Mr. Bell said the administration wanted to restore a balance between landlords and tenants while keeping rental prices down. Again, we have to strike this delicate balance between the rights of the landlord, Mr. Bell said. They do have mortgages to pay, but also striking the balance where persons are in an inferior bargaining position. That is, and I lost my place, that is the tenants. He said the reforms were aimed at competing interests in the rental market. Mr. Bell also addressed the development of the country's new land registration system months after Petrocelli Edwards was appointed the first registrar of lands. Ms. Edwards was appointed with effect from January 19 following the passage of the Registered Land Act 2025 and the Land Adjudication Act 2025. Mr. Bell described putting the new registration and adjudication system into operation as a major undertaking in which mistakes could not be afforded. He said the administration was meanwhile pressing ahead with efforts to regularize land titles rather than waiting for the wider registration and adjudication exercise to be completed. What this Honorable Prime Minister has done is that he is not just waiting on the land registration and adjudication to take place, Mr. Bell said. He has actually started with land regularization. He said people in New Providence and the Family Island had approached the Ministry of Housing and Land Reform for help regularizing land titles. I guess that's one of this administration's key point. But let's go to the caller and continue this conversation and regarding who they talking about. Who they talking about. I raised some concerns also for the Family Islands, because what happens when 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 families claiming the same generation land? Is it the first person who claimed the land get all the land first? Or there's some kind of ombudsman between them, right? Because like I said, we Nuries have generation land, but there's a lot of Nuries. And this Nuri family marry into different set of family, right? And I want to know which one of them going to try to take my generation property. Because my great-grandfather was the first son of his father, my grandfather the first son of his father, and then my father was the first son of his for his father, and I'm the first legitimate son of my daddy. So technically, before the land change, all that's supposed to be turned over to me, I think. But I then have some cousins. I have some cousins out there. Cousins on both sides, right? Who claim and say, my piece, that even though you have that crown grant land there from Queen Victoria and you have the title, that ain't just belong to you. And I said, this can cause some problems. You all talk with land registration. Who's the caller? Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Kermit, yeah, go ahead. I can hear you now.
Three points I want to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, right, I hate to believe in 2026, going on 2027, right, people still don't have the toilet. I believe that one.
You never seen that before?
You're going to have to tell me what
that is. In the city, you've never seen that? Just asking.
No, I've never seen that before, but I hate to believe in 2026, going on to 2027, we still doing something like that. Okay. Anyway, second point I want to make, right, is that is a problem with rent and the prices in the Bahamas and in Nassau, especially, right, is because rent apartments are extremely hard to find nowadays because everyone are doing Airbnbs. So people are actually forced to pay the high prices because they need some place to live. The third thing I want to make a note on, right, the landing, that being a problem. People in Nassau Village, you realize people in Nassau Village have 3 title deeds for 1 piece of property.
Mm.
I remember in Bosain Town, right? Remember, I think it's probably about 25 years ago, they had a problem where they're trying to kick the people out because someone else had the title deeds to the property. We've been having this problem.
This isn't
a new issue. We've been having this problem for years.
And this administration has made a commitment. You'll see, even in Fox Hill, we had a distribution of clear land title several times.
But it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a serious problem for the government to clear that situation up, right? Because if you have a piece of property, right, and you have a title deed, say, from 1820, someone else have a title deed from, say, 1920, and someone have a present date to 2000, say, 2020. Who really owns the property?
Yeah. Yeah. It can be a problem.
But have a good day, though.
It can be a problem. I can tell you, it can be a problem. It's watch and see who comes first and have favor and the government. And the government will give that person. So it should be interesting to see what happens. We have another caller there, Kermit. Let's go to that caller. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Radio AM, you live. Caller there. Caller girl once. Caller girl twice. Oh, so call back again. Let's see if we get that caller then, Kermit. Go ahead, caller, you live.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. I listened to what you have to say, but I have some concerns. One of the things you mentioned was turning the electricity off, turning the water off. It could seem bad, but there has to be an understanding as to why. Is the landlord trying to get these persons out of their establishment?
Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's say the landlord is trying to get these people out of their establishment. The legislature is trying to have laws that you need to get an eviction notice. You have to go to court to force people out of your house. If they ain't pay their rent in 2, 3, 4 months, you can't tell them leave. This is what the law going to be. You can't tell people who ain't pay their rent in 3, 4 months that they are forced to leave and you tell them to get to go out by the end of the month. You need to go to the court, apply to the court, and say to the court, they ain't paying 3 months, and the court will give them a time, maybe another 2, 3 months on that, to be able to leave.
And see, this is the thing that I think is unfair, because you've also mentioned mortgage, and even if the person doesn't have a mortgage, person might have other commitments, or they might have decided this is how they're going to live their life. I mean, not that it's happening to me, but you are in somebody's establishment. You go to court, like you say, possibly go to court, and then the person they've already delayed you for 3 months. You've given them that much grace period. You go to court, whenever you can get a court date, probably 2 months later, then the judge says possibly a month or two. But you're looking at 5 months of the landlord being disadvantaged.
Mm.
Who compensates the landlord for this?
No compensation.
Now, this person there has been living in the place the whole time. Is the judge going to also make them compensate the landlord for all of this time, for this whole probably 4 or 5 months that this thing has been carrying on? Because now this person has to find another place to live, so chances are they don't have funds to pay you and find a new place to live. How does that all work?
You're absolutely right.
And then the
right.
next thing is, if you're trying to do this, then what about persons who are going to pull back and say, hey, it ain't worth it. I'm just not going to rent. Like, agree with the caller. So persons decide that they're going to use their establishment for something different. So now you have persons, and then I think this is what's happening. Well, I don't know if that this is quite the amount of apartments and stuff that you can find right now, because people probably pulling back, or there just probably is the limited amount of, and that's why the rent is so high, because, hey, there's just no, and then sometimes people go into your place, and they damage stuff, and they leave, and so they leave you. How else do you get those funds if you're not taxing it on a monthly basis? So when you say to persons that, hey, you're overcharging, it's like, are you in the position of that person who has to pay for the plumbing when it goes wrong, have to pay to keep the yard clean, has to pay to keep the house maintained, painted, all that type of stuff? There are a lot of expenses attached to those kind of things. Not like, I mean, I think some people might be a little bit overdoing it, but when you look at the whole scope of things, the government, when you're trying to decide that you're going to take this on, you have to know that you have alternative means for persons to show up and say, hey, I have no place to live. Mm-hmm. There is no place, because now what you have created is a community of persons who, I'm not interested in rent anymore. This is what it's going to be. Are you willing to deal with that? Because the other day when they were dealing with the shanty towns, they said social services, it was in there trying to help persons. And then one gentleman said he was looking for some place, but it was too expensive. So now then what do we go to if persons decide they're not going to rent? And these are the issues that they're dealing with. I don't know. Like I say, I'm not renting to anybody, but I just can imagine what a landlord would possibly have to deal with. And so they have to look at it from both sides. And persons, when they rent somebody's property, they have to show more concern in terms of how they keep it. And so people don't have to be afraid of, hey, listen, when this person leaves, I have to pretty much do a whole renovation in order to rent it to somebody else. And that's costly.
I appreciate you. And thanks for your contribution. And thanks for bringing all these issues and concerns to the fore. And I, as they debate implementing these laws, we must also appreciate the landlord also in terms of all of their monies and investment gone in their property. And then you can try dictate to them as to how much they need to charge. Like, what about the property tax? Is as the property tax goes down, right? I have to consider how much the value is of my property, then pay the property tax and whatever else to maintain it, painting every year, mowing the grass, right? Now, mind you, to imagine you paying a typical house in Carmichael Road is now $1,800, but for easy math, I can say it's $2,000, so it could be quick to add up. $2,000 a month is for a typical apartment, two-bedroom apartment. So you need first and last, that's $4,000. Then you need the half security deposit, that's $1,000. So that's $5,000 you need to come up with just to get into a house. Some people say, man, that's a down payment to a home. Why did they gotta pay that much? And they're demanding that the government intervene and make that cheaper. And they say, it can't be cheaper because the person's mortgage is $3,000. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think the rental price is supposed to be 20% of the total value of the rental unit. So if the value of the rental unit is a 10%, $20,000 for that one unit. So that 10%, that is $2,000 a month you could be charging. So that, some people may say that's pricey, but that's what it is. Let's go to the callers there. Guardian Radio AM, and I'll go to the text line afterwards. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, I want to comment on this one more time, right, before I go, right? Have you ever rented an apartment before in Nassau?
No. Not me.
Okay, let me tell you my experience, right? Finding an apartment in Nassau is one of the worst, horriblest experience in your whole entire life. First of all, right, when you go to people's apartment looking, because I built my house, but before that I was looking for apartment, I was renting an apartment. That's the worst experience of your life. If you see what you would get for $1,000 in Nassau, you won't put your dog inside there.
But let me interrupt you, because I appreciate what you're saying. What should we do?
You need to get government. Okay, government need to inspect these places, right? And you need to be getting your rent should add up to what you have inside there. You can. They need to go in there and inspect these places and say, okay, no, you cannot rent this place. It's too nasty. People is rent apartments with roach all over the place. The place is bathroom dirty. It is deplorable. Trust me on this. For $1,000, you're getting a rot hole.
So what about those persons who say their rent is based on 20% of the value of the rental space? And the rental space is a $20,000 investment. And that comes up to $2,000 a month. That's what the price is. But the average behemoth says, I can't afford that.
No.
It's a mathematical thing.
If I would assist the government with this, right? I'd ask you to do it for free, to do inspections for these apartments where people are renting for, and have to add up to their price. There ain't no way in this world you rent no apartment for $1,000. The people are dirty. You see roaches. You see bullet holes.
Don't rent it. Don't rent it. Go to the next one.
No. We ain't doing this to people. Not in 2026.
Don't rent it. Go to the next one. Why can't they go to the next one?
Can't go to the next one because everyone doing Airbnb. There are limited apartments in Nassau now. Everyone doing Airbnb. It's difficult to find an apartment nowadays. It's very difficult.
So now that we know it's difficult to find an apartment and the people are charging what they're charging, whose job it is to make houses that people can afford?
No, that's another problem. When we do the housing program where we add another 1,000 houses, right, then you add houses to the grid. Then you're wasting the problem. Because we already have an electrical problem in the Bahamas.
I hear you and I appreciate you, man.
So now you're wasting the situation.
I hear you and I appreciate you. Thanks for bringing it up. Let's go to the next caller. Let's read this text. Says, I always hear this. We have mortgages to pay. Well, take the mortgage payment into the formula. Take the location and the market value in the area into the formula. The lazy 33 need to start thinking. they can't get all the ideas from Guardian Radio contributors. I see the PM is now adopting the idea of encouraging more consumers onto the solar as a solution to the electricity crisis. That's what I text. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Turn on the radio and let's go.
Turn it down right now. One time ago, it used to be, let's say your bank mortgage is $1,600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What used to happen, this was 10 years ago when I was in the market for renting an apartment, that $1,600, if you have a duplex, persons would used to take that $1,600 and divide it by two. So $800 pays half of one unit and $800 pays half of the next unit.
So no profit?
I'm renting two of my units, then that would cover my mortgage.
But no, but what about painting the unit and servicing the unit?
Hold on, I finish, I reach there yet.
Go ahead, sorry, man.
Nowadays, what is happening is, because let's just say I used to live at home and I rented my duplex. I could rent each one for $800 each, and that's $1,600, and it covers that mortgage. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have persons, they get a duplex, they are living in one half, and they're going to rent out the next half. So what they turn around and do is they take the whole $1,600 and they put it on one unit.
But
so they don't have to pay nothing for the side they live on.
But you weren't answering my question. Who is responsible for painting the next side of the duplex?
The painting and renovation and everything should fall under the fact that you own the building. That's
but
the same thing as if you live inside your parents' house.
But I can't do it because I have no money. All the money gone to the mortgage, so I can't paint.
Okay,
I need to get some extra money.
When you were renting at one point and you were or living with your parent at one point, weren't you paying a substance to them or paying? Let's just say if I didn't have an apartment, I had an apartment, and I was paying $1,000 a month in my apartment where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
And now I became a landlord,
mm-hmm.
and I take that same my monthly mortgage is $2,000. I already charge in $1,600 for one of my units. The
mm-hmm.
next unit. The difference is $400, correct?
Okay.
So when I pay in that difference of $400 and I charge in $1,600 to the next person, I should feel no weight of saying, let me go and fix my apartments up and everything. Because I'm still saving an extra set of money because that's an extra $600 difference from $2,000.
Let's use your same example. You have a duplex, right? It's $2,000 mortgage. I'm saying that the minimum I can rent my next unit next to me is $1,500. You say no, it's $1,000. You should rent it for half. I say now if I pay and charging them $1,000, I don't have no money to renovate and paint, cut the grass or anything because all of the money now is used just to pay the mortgage. I need extra money to paint.
Well, that's the responsibility you decide to take.
That's why you can't come to my house.
I don't dispute the fact that rent is extremely high because, like I said, 10 years ago when I was renting my apartment, a two-bedroom was $600, $700.
Yes. Yes.
One bedroom was $400 to $500.
Yes.
Now you find in a one-bedroom, I know my friend just got a one-bedroom 2 months ago, and they're paying $1,200. A two-bedroom right now is $1,800
yes.
plus a month.
That's standard, yes.
So now they're covering the two of the units them to pay one.
Yes.
Or covering one of them to pay they're using one unit to pay the whole mortgage and the next unit to cover whatever necessities needs to be done, like painting and plumbing and everything else for the other unit.
Yeah, they get blessed.
Which is not fair, but you got to do what you have to do because at the end of the day, when them bank hit you with the high payments,
and the bank won't have you
now,
pay insurance. Where the
exactly.
insurance come in?
So
I got to add that in.
If the bank has gone up, all the equipment, the billet has gone up, and everything else has gone up, the landlord has no choice but to go up as well.
There you go.
I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. Everything is going up. Like I always say, everything is going up other than your pay.
So before you go, you were a landlord. You say you have an apartment?
Yes, I have an apartment.
And I don't want to ask your business, but let's say, so you don't ask your business, let's say you charge $1,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
Right? We agree with that. Now the government yeah. say, no, you can't charge $1,000. You got to charge $400. What do you think about that?
First of all, I have two bedrooms. I have a triplex. My units are $900 a month.
Let the government say you got to be. You won't hear me. Listen to my example. The government coming to you and tell you you only could charge $400. What you say about that?
The government can't tell me what to charge nobody.
Say it again. Say it again. No. Listen to me.
The government can't tell me what to charge nobody because at the end of the day, when the government tell me an inland revenue, they want their money. I got to find their money and I got to find other people's money as well.
That's where we are now.
And I end that right there.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. I go to the next caller right now. Let's read this text. They say, I'm not going to any court to get a tenant out, period. Let me clear that. Where were these people when I was building my place and the bank ain't hearing any story for their payment? When you sign my contract for my place, you stand by that. No, you got to go to court. You can't evict. You can't take off the door of nobody's house because they ain't paying the rent. You can't turn off no electricity, and you can't turn off the water. It's illegal. You have to go through the process. If they ain't want to pay you and they breaking down your house, you got to go to court. You can't tell them move out of your house. That's what the law they're trying to implement, and that's what we're talking about now. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hi, good day, Mr. Neary. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'll be good. Let me tell you something, what's going on out there, all right? I'm a homeowner, but I don't advertise or anything to say I have anything for rent. I've taken in people who come and say, well, okay, you have all this space. We're desperate. We need somewhere to stay, okay? They'll put the disabled children, they'll put... And listen, for God's sake, don't let it be where the landlords, their former landlords say, well, okay, by 6 o'clock, you got to be out. Okay? I've been there, done that. You know, and I did turn the light off.
Hello? You turned the people light off?
No people light off. I turned my light off.
And the people's okay? connected to your
That's
light?
My home. I like I told you, I never advertised her. All right? You come to me, see me with all this space, and say, well, okay, I need something. I took pity on you and said, well, okay, let me help you temporarily. And they'll give you a little something in your hand. And you couldn't get them out, and they bring in all kind of people. And let me tell you something. I did go to court. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And that very day, I got off. I got a judgment to get everybody out because I never advertised. This is my dwelling home. I went and I took pity on you and your family, all right? And then I went to the judge and I told her the truth. I said, these people bring in all kind of other people, and they stopped paying me anything. I went to BPL, turned the light off. They break off BPL, BPL, you know, the last BPL to put on there?
Mm-hmm.
That BPL had to come back, and when I reported to BPL, BPL had to come and turn it off from the pole. The people still ain't gonna move. The water off, the light off, and you still ain't gonna move? Well, I went to court, and the judge said, listen, next time you need company in your home, all right, because like I say, it's my dwelling home, but it's only me, one, and my fucking other, yeah, mm-hmm. all right? Say, adopt a puppy. And I get them out the very the order said, listen, bring a truck. The next time you'll come back, leave now. And the police came and read it with a stamp. Said, listen, the next time you'll come back, bring a truck. Don't come back here without a truck and police escort. And so said, so done. It's going around. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
They'll be in their dire straits. And they'll come to you and pretend. All right? And when they've done comfortable and done sleep that off, they take advantage of you. They try to, okay? But in regard to rent, all right? Here's what I say. Put your barriers high. If you can't pay that $900 to move in, all right? Pay the $900 to move in, including the security. Don't take them in. For God's sake, don't do it. All right? That's for those who are advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Until this day, I'm fine. I don't mind. I'm fine.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, you have a good day.
Thanks. This lady said, charge high. And the government said, no. They can intervene and tell you you can't charge the high. Lady said, she turned off a light. The people didn't want to move, so she turned off the light. And the laws can say, no, you can't be turning off a light. You can't be moving the door to force people. You got to go to the court and get them evicted. I'll read this and take a commercial break and come back. Say, see, so maintenance goes into the formula. A return goes into the formula. The core principle is the rent should disadvantage the landlord, but it should not give anyone 1,000% profit. Exponentially housing SIS is a common problem of countries of geographic regions heavily dependent on tourists. Tourists save up for an entire year to pay 1 week rent. The local population can't do that. That's all that text said. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation. We'll be right back.
Virgin Island game players, Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Attention, Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. You heard me right. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting an application. All you got to do is deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000 a week for a full year. You hear that? $1,000. Applications close September 8th, which is soon. And apply now at theislandgame.com. At theislandgame.com. I like to remind people that this is a promotional gaming campaign and it is not an insurance policy, retirement savings plan, investment product, or any other regulated financial services. Let's go straight to the phone call right now. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? Okay, clear that.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember yesterday you were saying something about open line today also, right?
Yes, but we talking about pension and not pension, talking about housing, but go ahead. Just go ahead. You do. Hello? Yeah. Anyway. Good morning. Keith Bell needs to take his rent control bill to the government's Section 8 housing. I don't hear them trying to tell people how much they sell their property for. Go ahead to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How are you today?
Doing well. How you doing?
Let me give you my experience. A few years ago, I went to court to get a client out of my father's building that I was responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
There was a case before my case, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lady was told to move out of an apartment
mm-hmm.
by the landlord. The lady didn't move out in the time frame that the landlord gave her. So what the landlord did is took her door off and threw her things out.
No!
Yes, this actual case that I listened to in the court. So the lady had some receipts. And she told the judge her $10,000 worth of jewelry were missing. And she had the receipts to prove that she had those jewelry for real.
Mm.
So the judge in turn told the landlord, he is responsible for the $10,000 worth of jewelry,
mm-hmm.
and the judge gave that landlord a specific time to come and pay that lady her money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when people saying that they're going to put teeth in the law for this, there's already teeth in the law for persons evicting people out of their apartments
mm-hmm.
without going to court to get a court order to remove a person out of their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And one more statement I'd like to make when it comes to in New Providence about apartments. I think the prices should be according to the community where the apartment is at and the condition of the apartment.
I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, we can't have apartments in Baintown for $1,000 and apartments out west for $1,000. It can't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all depends on the condition that the place is in and what all entails inside the rental agreement, like security deposit, water, light, or whatever else, the amenities that they give them along with those apartments. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man.
Yes. I went to Angleston the other day, and I saw some high-end apartments to Angleston. I know how the people get that, but these some three-story gray building apartment. It's a complex. And I gone to Wilson Track, wherever that Donald Davis School. They have a condominium that they own, the whole block. I'm not sure people realize this. The entire block is a condominium, the whole corner. High-end condominiums. But that's in the inner city area. How much is the rent for those type? When the owners decide, hey, I can go high-end in these areas, can they charge $1,200? Or because it's the inner city, and even though they have all the amenities, they can't go up on the rent. Is that what he's saying? Let me read this and go to the texter, to the caller. It says, it is so pitiful what the government puts rent owners through. The renters want to play numbers, invite all the families, babysitting and hair braiding, and taking in homeless people while paying $550 and always late paying and complaining that something ain't working. Yeah, that happens. That happens. It's a correct text. It says, CA, the lady caller two calls back. If we want get a group of like-minded behemoths together to sue the PM and the cabinet for making dumb and stupid policies and laws, etc., Airbnb in these residential areas, all these areas will become shanty towns in the future. Want them to know I have my original conveyance areas like Stapleton and Millennium Garden. What this Airbnb shift fall apart. All of the places that you're known for renting, behemoths renting, now turn the Airbnb. Stapleton is now turning Airbnb, and they charge $1,800 minimum. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live, caller. Go ahead, caller, you live. Let's move on to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, CA, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Whenever you rent, the rental agreement is actually a contract. Inside that contract, the landlord is stipulated, you know, what is included in the rent, and anything that goes outside the rent is something that should be discussed with the tenant. What we are finding now is actually the person who called or texted is absolutely correct. The caller, you know, you go in some of these areas and you know, to try and charge someone a rent that you would normally charge, let's say, like for Cable Beach or somewhere west, you know, you're trying to apply that in the city. It's totally ridiculous.
Mm.
I believe, personally, that, you know, I know that there was some time ago a rent control agency of the government. We haven't heard anything much coming from them. And, you know, persons have actually been asking about the increase of rents as it pertains to several things, even renting commercial units in these rental storage areas. That's even a problem because right now there's a case of where a rent was $450 the other day for a particular unit. That unit was, because a new owner came in and took over, that rent is now $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you expect, you know, you have your stuff in there, you expect to absorb that or get out when you don't have nowhere else to put the stuff. But then there is no, in essence, what I'm saying is there is no changes to the environment or the unit or anything that warrants why the increase to, let's say, $700-$800. So all this stuff is going on. The consumer is complaining, but it seems as if there is no relief coming on behalf of the consumer. But that's all I have to say today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. But when can an owner of a rentor raise their rent? If I say I haven't raised my rent in 10 years, can I now say, well, I can increase it now, or I got to keep it to that original price 10 years ago? Let's go to the next caller. Let me read this text. It says, CA, maintenance goes in the foot. I'll read that. It said, yes, they charge $1,000 for a nice apartment in a low-income neighborhood. The first input to the formula is the mortgage. So you put in the mortgage. So you can't be half of the mortgage. You put in the mortgage, then you put in the security, then you put in maintenance in order to get the price, right? And some people saying that is too much. The formula is too much for them to bear. And I said, oh boy, somebody got to do something. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, Mr. C.
Hey.
I heard you say just now, you told me you don't agree with persons charging high fees in areas that they shouldn't charge.
I was asking. Like, if you live Broome Street, right?
Yeah.
And all of the houses are about, they're rough. Mm-hmm. But you go onto your generation property and you built a nice apartment. Mm-hmm. All the amenities. Mm-hmm. Now, can you charge $1,200 a month when you know everyone's paying $300 next door?
But my thing about it is this. If you build a house on Tingham Street, mm-hmm. do you know particular street just pop down, ain't nothing happening, all kind of, everything possibly could go wrong, is possibly going wrong with the house. And somebody looks at the house, and you're charging rent of, say, like $1,500. You come in there, you look at the house. You decide that you want to rent this out place.
Mm.
Why? What is it saying about our economy? What is it saying about our country that somebody decides that I'm going to pay $1,500 here when I could go Carmichael Road or I can go Stapleton or mm-hmm. wherever and probably get a better deal for my $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, why is that becoming a problem? Why is that becoming a case? Why are people settling? Is it that bad?
This is a housing shortage. This is a housing shortage, and they go on Carmichael Road and go on through every corner.
And that's my thing. So the government, when you're deciding to tell people you cannot do that, that person who is desperate for a roof over their head so they don't get wet and they're not out in the elements at night and their children at least have some place with a door closed, the government has to not look at the landlord, but the government has to look at internally at themselves and say, what are we going to do?
Mm.
When you take these people out of shanty town, start building.
Mm-hmm.
If you even, they like to give out contracts, reduce the land property or whatever, give some reductions. And so people can, the minute you're moving people out, because the reason, I would think the reason people are living in these shanty towns and what have you is because they have no place else to go.
There are people in the
shanty. But giving people just, hey, you want a piece of property, this, but you got to start building. You don't start building in 3 months, we're taking it from you.
I understand.
Because our concern is we want to have accommodations for our people. I think it's a government problem. The government can't pass that over on the citizens. You need to deal with what you need to deal with.
I appreciate you, and you're absolutely right. And I appreciate you. So you imagine there is a demand from the shanty towns, right? All those people that left the shanty towns are now looking for housing. And the government now realized that they can't afford no housing. They can't afford it. So now they're making rules and laws to say, well, we'll help you to be able to afford it. We're going to make sure that nobody charges you arm and leg for these apartments. But there's a supply and demand. This is supply and demand. Let's see if we get this caller before we go. This last call here. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you there? There's anybody there or that's a clear line? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let me read these texts. It says, CA, the Bahamas requires a standard price list for rental apartments, efficiencies, 1 bedroom, a 2 bedroom, 3 bedroom. These renters giving you mortgage on apartments, man. It can't be standard if every apartment is different. If it's a nice apartment, surely it could be more priced. Say, what's wrong with these people? Rental properties is private enterprise. Did the government step in to control how much an insurance company could charge me for homeowners insurance? Insurance that was $2,500 10 years ago is now $50,000. Yeah, I agree. $5,000. I don't understand how you can raise everything but expect the rental to go lower. They need to go regulate the foreigners' rental income, not behemoths who pay taxes. This evil government wants all the money. Okay? So this text says, there is compounding issues. The older neighborhoods are now being overtaken by immigrants. The heightened are being taken by expats. The high end is being taken by expats, and the tourists are taking the remaining exorbitant prices. Okay? This text says, they're suggesting that if I own a property in the ghetto, I can't build a first-class home. Boy, let's read this one. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. In the case of landlords, they have to realize there are pros and cons of renting properties. They must take in account that there will be people who will fall into hard times and may not be able to pay up on time. So, it is illegal to change the locks or stop renters from collecting their personal belongings if they want to move out because they don't have enough rent. We're going to stop right now, Kermit. Thank you very much. Plain and simple, it's easy to get people out of your house when you are Airbnb, plus you make more money. Good morning, CA. The law states two persons 10 years or older with knowledge of the person, not 10 years older than the person. Okay, I gotta read that again so I can stick them. Okay, with government waive property tax on the apartment owners. Okay. Greetings, Mr. Nuri. An unjust law is no law at all. If the government is prepared for legal challenges supposedly to be helped a minority group, then let them go ahead. We should not discriminate against some, but allow others to do as they please. Doing something seemingly just for optics serves a political taking talking points, but does not help behemoths generally. Thank you very much, Kermit, for allowing me to read all of those. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Hopefully we can continue this topic. I have one or two things that the government is planning to implement. I want hash out. I want the Bahamian people who are listening to be aware of what is being suggested that's going to be implemented, so we can have our opinions on it. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.